What up, what up, what up? We are back. We're doing this remotely and
All right.
virtually and all that shit. Got my man Blockhead Blake with us here.
What up?
Live from Colorado.
Mountain time.
Mountain time. So it's a 2-hour difference from Eastern to Mountain time. So
Yep.
how has that transition been coming from East to Mountain? How's that going?
So, day-to-day life, NBD. Getting up early or going to bed, honestly, I feel like I've adjusted really fast. They say that your body doesn't actually adjust for like 3 months or some crazy stuff, but
Really?
honestly, that's what they say. It's the studies show, whatever. But it really
Studies.
has, yeah, right. And I've actually just like not felt it. Like I've gotten up early, I've slept in, whatever. No big deal to me. But I just experienced last night the taste of a 6:20 p.m. Sunday or Thursday night football game. And
Oh
brother,
yeah.
it is glorious. Game ended, and I looked at the watch. I'm like, shit, it's like 10 o'clock.
Yes,
Wasn't
everything's all
bad.
different. Yeah.
I mean, I did the dishes afterwards, you know, like I had some time. I made it was nice.
Yeah, I bet.
It was nice.
Meanwhile, we're over here struggling, like, oh fuck, now we gotta,
I mean,
you
shit,
know,
I fall asleep.
it's not time to go to bed, and then we gotta get up and get on into the office. So yeah, but I've always thought about how that is being in different time codes, especially on the West Coast,
Oh,
where
yeah.
the 3-hour difference. So you just imagine, like you said, you still had time to actually do shit, I
I got
guess.
to go home. I got to go home. My friend, I FaceTimed him, so I was gonna chat with him about the game, and he lives in San Diego. And he would pick up the phone, and he was like getting into his truck. And I was like, "Oh, I haven't left work yet, and the game's starting. Like, come on,
Holy shit. Yeah,
man."
that's right. Yeah.
5:20. I mean, he worked 10 minutes over, and boom, like
And there it is. Yeah.
there it
Yeah.
is. If your job ends at 5 on the dot, so you're lucky, right? So like that, I think 2 hours might be the sweet spot. And
That's the
then
sweet spot,
Sunday
yeah.
games are 11 a.m. 11 a.m. not bad. I will say if like you're hosting an 11 a.m. game here, like if I would go to a Broncos 11 a.m. game, that would kind of suck for tailgating purposes. You gotta really get up at 8 a.m. That's like the UMD noon game experience.
Yeah.
Freaking stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Besides that, I think 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m. pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Yeah.
sweet. That's a pretty sweet Sunday. You don't have to worry about watching the Ravens this week at the 1 o'clock time
Primetime.
or the 11 a.m. time. So
Yeah,
you'll
primetime.
it'll be, I guess, five, what, 5, 6 p.m. your time on Monday when they play.
Yeah.
As you've heard, I'm sure they've had a big injury problem here. So does that change any of your predictions?
It was
I guess
factored. It
it was
didn't change
factored
anything.
in. Okay. All right.
Because I'm a
Very
homer.
good.
don't worry, that's already accounted for. I will say some takes I've seen on the internet have been annoying me. I've seen some fired John Harbaugh takes, some fire the strength and conditioning coach takes,
Ridiculous
and
takes.
dude,
Change the
I like
field, change the surface
it's
of
a
the
fucking
field.
practice field. You're so right. So
Right,
like,
right.
listen, I know it's always a mistake to reply to internet comments. I know you like to do it. I also like to do it occasionally. It's like a guilty pleasure, you know? Like I usually
Yes.
like type it out and then stop myself. That's literally what I do
Yes,
usually.
don't hit send. Don't hit
Today
send.
or yesterday after it happened, I was hitting send.
You were all over the place. You was getting
Oh, dude, I was on
Arr!
Reddit, I was on Instagram, I was going nuts. But yeah, I was just saying, like, listen, dude, there's no drill you can do to prevent an ACL tear, right? Otherwise, the whole NFL would do it. There's no
Right,
exercise, there's no
right,
drill, there's no
right,
strength
right.
program.
It just
Just shit
happens.
happens.
It
Shit
just
happens.
happens, you know.
And Ravens play on the same fucking practice field they've always played on. Nothing. We I
Right.
looked it up. We're literally like league average in injuries,
Right,
usually.
right.
Great. Okay. So obviously this year is just ridiculous. And then the last thing was like people were complaining that Harbaugh pushes our players too hard in practice. And that one got me really fired up because NFL practices have like literally never been easier and there's never been less practice, right?
I recall in the not too distant past that they used to call his practices Camp Cream Puff. The local media used to call it Camp Cream Puff.
As in too easy,
as in he gave the veterans a lot of days off. There was no hitting, et cetera, et cetera. So,
I mean, right. So either way, NFL practices in general, right? The NFLPA is always fighting for less practice time, less contact, less hours at the office or whatever.
Less everything. Yeah.
So like, and these dudes are professional athletes. So like, I got a reply. It said, when they're fatigued doing these drills, by the way, both of the ones yesterday were non-contact, literally just like agility drills.
Right.
I mean, think about like your average fucking like soccer player. They probably practice, they have to run more. They have to do distance training to actually, because they run like a marathon every game or some crazy shit, right? So they're always running. Mm-hmm. They're always doing agility drills. Always. These NFL players are practicing for like 2.5 hours a day. Dude, they can handle it. Their knees are not exploding because they're running too damn much. I can run 2.5. In high school, we practice 2 hours a day. Like, kids are doing this shit. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous to presume that like NFL players can't handle the weak ass practices they do nowadays. Like, it's unlucky.
You know, it's the keyboard warriors. They know every damn thing and they want to tell you
there's always a solution and they always have it.
Yeah, they know it all. But so let's talk real quick before we get into your season predictions, because we are a little bit late, but hey, whatever. Let's talk about that game last night. I gotta tell you, the Cowboys offense shocked me.
It shocked me.
I was thinking that it was going to be just a ridiculous blowout and, you know, I'll be turning this damn thing off after the first quarter and, you know, no need to watch it.
7.5.
Yeah. So I was thinking all those things. And then they came out and actually played well on offense. The defense is... And it's still the defense. So, you know, it's probably going to be a shootout situation every week, you know, but.
I mean, they forced four turnovers. Turnovers. Good God. Yeah. Can't say.
Yeah. Stuff to say, right?
they did something.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, it was an interesting game, you know, getting the season started. Mm-hmm. Getting the season started, you know, opening up with the Buccaneers getting their banner and, you know, pomp and circumstance and all that good stuff. So it was a good game. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing how it all plays out going forward with both teams, actually, you know, because we talk about the Buccaneers and we talk about Tom Brady, and you look at, he was the catalyst for winning that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As well as their defense played going throughout the playoffs last season, they did not look the exact same last night. I mean, the Cowboys were up and down the field on them pretty much all night. And then they also had a big injury right there in the first half. So going forward, it's going to be interesting to take a look at and see how maybe they'll be in track meets every week, you know? So it's maybe that's the kind of season we're going for, and the Ravens don't need running backs anyway.
Oh, dude, I want to talk about that.
Okay, go for it.
Each quarterback had over 50 passing attempts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was ridiculous. Now, you know, people said like, oh, it's because of the looks that the defense was given and all that type of stuff. But like, pretty sure the Cowboys had like, the Bucs did try to run. It didn't go well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
a couple fumbles.
The Cowboys didn't even try.
Right.
Man, I'm just like, rip to all the Zeke fantasy owners. Sorry. If they're going to be thrown 65 times a game. Like,
right.
He's a blocking back now.
Well, it's kind of weird. I know Zach Martin didn't play last night. I think he had a COVID situation. So they had a new center in playing, and he was on skates all night long. He was just getting bulldozed back into Dak's face. So that was an issue.
Was handling that guy.
Yeah. Like, so that was
no way a grown man should not be handled.
That was a big problem. So Martin will be back next week. But I did just get a notification that Leo Collins is going to be out or suspended for five games. Violating the NFL's policy and program on substance abuse. So he's out five games. So, you know, the line is going to be in tatters again going forward. So it's going to be an interesting season for them as far as the line play is concerned.
Reminds me of last year's Steelers a little bit. Just their run game was just quick slants, right? Like that's what they did. Mm-hmm. And it was four wideouts every single play. I mean, Cowboys have the depth to do that too. And I think we saw I think they always had four wideouts out there, like, or that tight
end. Pretty much, or the tight end, yes. Yep. Yeah. So it was spread. And then a couple of times they had some weird formations where they had both running backs in there.
Oh, too, you're right. You know what? They did do that.
Trying to take a little page out of Ravens book there. But again, we'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, I was going to say also, like, it was a very offensive game, but the defenses didn't do horribly. It wasn't like there was no defense. It wasn't too hard to score, but the defenses did make plays.
When it was time to make a play, they made
plays. When it was time to make a play.
Right.
They made some turnovers. Overall, all parts of the football game were played. You know, like, it wasn't only offense.
It was one of those games that we enjoy as fans because we're engaged for the entire four quarters, the entire 60 minutes. We were all in for the game as opposed to sometimes you just,
lonely action. Everyone's punting, whatever.
what's on Netflix? You know, I'm done with this. So, but let's move into your predictions for the season. Let's go.
So first I want to tackle the NFC South. We just saw the Bucks play. Mm-hmm. Got the Bucks as one, Saints is two, Panthers is three, Falcons is four.
Okay.
My quick little comment was just as, you know, the Bucks division to lose. However, I'm excited for all the new quarterbacks like Darnold and Jameis. I think I have Jameis on my fantasy team, picked him up as a sleeper. We'll see about that.
He's going to eat the W's for you.
I don't know. For some reason, during the draft, I just got it in my head that, like, Jameis is going to be my guy. So I picked him up with, like, the last pick because last pick doesn't really matter anyway. So right. I was like, all right, I'm just going to pick him because whatever. Anyway, I'm excited for Darnold. I think that'll be fun. But despite all that, I think it's pretty easily Bucks division.
Right. So Sam Darnold is coming over to Carolina from the Jets. Where he unfortunately had to stay with them for a couple seasons. So it's good for him to get out of there. We can probably see if he's an actual NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they picked him up and they're starting him goes a long way to tell how they feel about him. So I guess we'll see how that all plays out.
They're not devoid of weapons, right? They got Christian McCaffrey. They got DJ Moore. They got Robbie Anderson, who he liked in New York. You know, not bad. Like they got some dudes that you can throw to.
So we'll know right off the bat whether or not I think we will or not. Yeah.
Or certainly after the season. Yeah. So that'll be fun to watch. Yeah. And then Jameis, I kind of want to see what happens. He has a good coach. Maybe he got LASIK. Who knows?
So he's not going to lead the league in interceptions again? Is that what you're thinking?
Tom Brady's on pace for how many? 17 games. He's on pace for 35 or whatever it is.
Great point.
Yeah. Okay. Next, I did the NFC East because the Cowboys are there. Mm-hmm. I have Washington football team first, Cowboys second, Eagles third, Giants fourth. Mm-hmm. I said this division is actually, and when I was like doing this, I was like, pretty competitive. I could imagine almost any of these teams winning. Like, I can even imagine the Giants winning, even though I have them last. Like, pretty easily.
Right. I think if we look back to last season, this was the division that came all the way down to like the last game of the season.
The very last game.
It was all figured out who would win the division. And it, well, other than that, there was no other wild cards or anything. But when it came down to who was going to actually win the division, it came down to the very last game of the season. So that's always good. Always competitive. It's a competitive division.
Especially internally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think there'll be more. So I'll say it's definitely going to be competitive, like, in the division.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be better versus outside the division teams. Seemed like it from last night. Last night made me think maybe I'll put the Cowboys at first because they actually played pretty well. So it seems like they might be able to hang tough and, like, beat some non-divisional opponents this year, which will be exciting, too.
The football team has a really tough matchup with San Diego coming in. Right off the beginning of the season. So the football team's defense, we know that line is actually pretty damn good. So it'll be a big test going up against Herbert and all those weapons he has for San Diego. So why do I keep calling them San Diego? They don't play in San Diego anymore. They do not.
It's the San Diego Chargers.
It's LA, right?
They're real. Also, only other thing there, Hurts. Be fun. See what he does.
Yes. Yes,
I feel like he's a short leash, though.
They are actually going to start him, right? I mean, we're not playing these games.
Yeah.
They drafted his college teammate, I believe. One of his college teammates.
Devontae Smith. They have Devontae Smith.
Yes.
I'm not sure if they ever played together because this is...
This is his second year. I think they played at least one
Maybe they
season.
Played one season together. Yeah. Who knows if Smith was on the field during that time because Alabama has so many great players that even
they just keep rolling
first
out.
Round draft pick
keep
be on
rolling
the bench.
Them out, rolling them out, rolling them out. Right? Yeah.
So whatever it is, but and also I was gonna say, like, man, there's some high quality Hurts quotes coming out. Like the man, my favorite one is like when they were talking about how it's a QB competition. He's like, hey, rent is due every day. And I'm not missing a payment. Like the man is a fucking grinder. Like he is not afraid of work. I mean, they also said he squats like more than all of the running backs. Like the dude is just he just grinds. So I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not loud. He just like he puts his head down
and does the work.
Which
is what we all love.
That. Yeah, exactly. So like I would love to see someone like that succeed. It'd be pretty awesome, especially because he's had some haters too. Could be substantiated, but still. So yeah, fun division for sure. I'm excited. Next up, I looked at the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
So order I have is Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. Packers is a pretty easy victory, I think. And I was gonna say that the longer the Bears stick with Dalton, is the more likely they get third place. And as of right now, it seems like they're going to stick with him for at least a couple weeks. You know, they named him the whole starter, so you can't just pull your starter week one after a poor performance if that's what happens. He probably will perform mediocre, honestly.
This is the NFL, so anything is liable to happen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just said my main takeaway from this is easy Packers, and Bears could be competitive. I think they'll be way more competitive when they have Fields, and it's bound to happen. It's a matter of
when. For sure.
You know, it's just a matter like, and the Vikings also are kind of like that team that's like, if you can reliably beat the Vikings, you're probably a playoff team. If you can't really beat the Vikings, you might not be. You know, like they're kind of like right there. So,
is Cousins still their quarterback? They're still rolling with Cousins.
Yeah, if he doesn't, he's the guy that he says he'll play in a literal bubble because of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know. But. Just, you know, I think they're a very average team. They don't do it. You know, they air it out. I don't think they play particularly great defense.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too special.
Right.
Yeah. So I want the Bears to start Fields, but I don't know. They're not going to right now. So as of then I'll put the Vikings on top pretty easily. Yeah.
You mean the Packers?
I'm saying Vikings on top of the Bears.
Oh, Vikings on top of the Bears. Gotcha.
Yeah, for second place.
Gotcha. All right. And then would you straight up saying the Lions are in last place? Even though they swung that big trade in the offseason. They sent Stafford out. Yeah.
I mean,
still nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, come on.
I'm trying. Yeah,
that was very nice of you, Dante. All right, next up, NFC West. My order is Niners, Rams, Hawks, Cards.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say this feels like the best division. I think we said this last year. Just super competitive. And the only reason I put the Rams as second is because I feel like their defense is very like, well, they have a new D coordinator. It's because their old guy is Chargers head coach. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're the coordinator from last year or two, Chargers head coach. And so they have a new D coordinator. So, you know, yet to see how good that is. And I think their defense is pretty reliant on like a couple main players, you know. They got Donald, they got Ramsey. So one of those guys goes down, defense can be rough. So I put them as second place. I think the Niners are going to be good with their two quarterback scheme.
I was about to say, even though they're running out two quarterbacks, you know, sometimes they say if you have Shanahan's two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But
that is the saying. But Shanahan's also that dude. So, like, I feel like
that loses out of 28-3 halftime, leading the Super Bowl.
Was he head coach? Is he in charge of defense? Scored 31 points. Yeah, you needed more. I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him. I don't know. And they have a great defense, obviously, as long as they stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as Hawks in third place, I just think they're not as like dynamic of a team. They don't, you know, we know what the Hawks are. And I think if they're not changing anything crazy, then they're going to not be quite as good as
the same as they've always been. And people have, you know, caught up to and passed them over the past couple years, you know.
Precisely that, Dante. Yeah. And then I thought the Cards were kind of exposed last year. I mean, it was Kyler plus D-Hop, like supposedly a great quarterback with a definitely great wide receiver. And to be honest, like, they didn't really rock the boat too much.
Right.
So
they won one game with the crazy Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah, man.
So
they didn't rock the boat. So I thought they were a little exposed. So, I mean, we'll see. They didn't really add too many players. They added AJ Green and JJ Watt, but that's not really impact. That's right.
Vested veterans is what they call them, I think.
Also, I've been seeing some lists that say Kyler is greater than Lamar. I think that is baby back bullshit. Otherwise,
I've been saying that for forever. The thing that I don't quite get is why the comparison. It's just,
I mean, you know,
just
why.
It makes zero sense. Like, why are you comparing those two? They don't, you know,
they're in opposite schemes, right?
Right.
I mean, Kyler's in the air raid, and Lamar's in the ground raid. Like,
yeah, they didn't cross paths. You know, I always like the Lamar Watson comparison because they actually played in college, and you can go through and you can see stats that kind of sort of make sense, you know.
But I think that's what we do
in sports anyway. You
that's
know,
true.
We always got to pit. Oh, who's the best? You know, LeBron, Jordan. They're still talking that shit. So
exactly. Yeah, I'm not really. I don't know. Lamar's definitely better.
You're not saying that looking through the purple colored glasses, are you?
Dude, one guy had D-Hop and had a worse record. Like, that's literally all you have to say. All right.
And then if you compare the divisions that they play in, you know.
Boy, competition.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I feel like it's obvious. Okay. AFC North is next up. I knew I was going to talk about Lamar. So AFC North, I have Ravens first, Browns second, Steelers third, Bengals fourth.
Okay.
And I admit that this might be a homer take, but Browns are still in the to be proven camp in my head. Like, I know they made the playoffs last year, and then they beat the Steelers, who I didn't think you know, they were shit anyway. And I know that the Ravens got destroyed by injuries, but as for the running back position, Ravens have traditionally pulled running backs out off the street, the grocery store.
Well, that's kind of what they've been doing for the last 2 days. So they picked up.
So we've been doing that again.
Latavius Murray today.
Yep.
Signed Devontae Freeman to the practice squad yesterday. Bell was already on the practice squad. I guess he's been elevated to the main roster now, and he's definitely going to play on Monday. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how they attack coming up on Monday. Now I know all during the off season and training camp and everything, the whole emphasis was on the passing game and beefing up the passing game. So I wonder if they'll come out kind of like the Cowboys did last night and just, you know, chuck it and throw it all over the place. You know, let's just soften up that defense and then do go into the running game.
I will say, typically when we do that, we've lost, but we've also typically done that against the Chiefs. So you're playing the Chiefs
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
So I don't know, man. You know, I feel like the biggest injury to me is actually, okay, I think J.K. Dobbins is a huge deal because I think he is a tier above all the other backs that got injured / we signed. However, mm-hmm. I think the Marcus Peters injury is actually like the biggest,
I agree. The secondary was one of the deepest positions on the team to begin with, which is why they traded one of their draft picks, which they never do, before the season even started, traded them to New England. So the secondary was always thought to be one of the deepest and toughest positions. However, they've also always had at least one injury at some point during the season. It's never been anything before the season, but you know, Jimmy Smith is good for a knee. I was saying,
Jimmy Smith guaranteed.
And losing four games per season, you know.
And Tavon Young too.
Right. Which I think he's probably slated to be the starter now opposite Marlowe. Yes, Humphrey. So that takes away your depth a little bit because now you have someone that you had planned to be not a starter or plan to be a backup, maybe your corner or nickel.
A rotate guy,
Is now has to be your starter.
Now he's covering WR2.
And then it also messes with your special teams as well. So, you know, so just things change because none of those running backs that you now signed to the roster are going to play special teams for you.
Correct.
So that takes away your depth in that arena as well. But I mean, when you have Tucker booming out of the back of the end zone, it really doesn't matter.
I think we'll be seeing more of that. It's a good point. Maybe we'll just see because I feel like Tucker can control whether or not he wants to boom it out of the back of the end zone or not. Maybe we're just going to say
they're planning the Death Star on Monday.
Oh,
so inside it's no wind or any of that stuff. I'm thinking he's going to put them all into like the upper deck.
Yeah.
And just, there's no returns at all. And then that also does away with, you know, potential for more injuries as well.
Which I guess we got to be focused on at this point.
Exactly. So the less amount of potential injuries you can have in plays like that, just do away with it. So
yeah. I am so excited for the season. Yesterday, after the news that Gus and Marcus went down, I was like pretty down in my dumps. But then, you know, like I feel like most running backs will do well in the B-more system. Like, I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, it's just a great running system.
And the other thing that we also have to look at is, you know, so you're bringing in these other guys. There's also things named Tyson Williams, the rookie who played the entire preseason. Yep. By the way,
and he looked good. He did,
which is how he ended up making the team, is because he played the entire preseason. And they said, "Well, shit, we can't cut him and try to put him on the practice squad because other people know he's good." So at least you have that. And then you have the veterans who are going to be out there trying to prove themselves. And then if they play within the system, then everything should.
You think one of these guys are gonna prove themselves a little bit, right? Like
at least one.
At least three signings. Right. One of these dudes gotta show up.
Right. So I don't. You know how we always talk about NFL contracts and how weird they are. So. Mm-hmm. So with Bell, he was originally on the practice squad, and I think he's been moved up since the new injury.
Okay.
And then Freeman is on the practice squad, but then Murray was signed. It said he was signed to a 1-year contract. So I think he's
on the team.
He's on the active roster. So that'll put him on the active roster as well with Bell. Now, I guess by just thinking about that, I'm not sure they would have initially had that many running back, or would they? So let's see, if the season had played out with no injuries, it would have been JK, Gus, Hill,
mm-hmm. and Williams, right?
And yes, so I guess that would have been 4. Okay.
Yeah, but Hill was more of a special teamer. Like, we used him a lot on kickoffs. He's also injured, by the way, if you don't know.
Right. Yes. Done. Actually.
Yeah. He's Achilles.
Yeah. Yeah, that was last week. So, every week something's going on. So,
Now we're back to 4, I guess 3 right now. If we bring up Freeman from the practice squad, it'd be 4, right?
Tyson, Murray, and Bell. So those would be your 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
3's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I still
feel like they probably won't do that for this game, just because, again, those other two can't play special teams for you at all. So you'd be taking up an extra roster spot. I could see them.
They just got to town too. Do they even know?
Right.
They don't even know.
They ain't doing blitz pickups.
That's so for sure.
On third down. So I'm thinking they'll probably have an extra DB up for the game.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But this is somehow devolved into a Ravens thing.
How'd that happen?
I got nothing. So what's next? Your next division?
AFC East. I think this is one of the easier ones. Buffalo number 1, I think, by a wide margin. And then I have Miami. Then I have New England. Then I have the Jets. New England is currently favored by 2.5 versus Miami this week. And that seems pretty weird to me.
Are they home?
Yeah, they're home. So that's something. But it's summertime. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem that big of a deal. And it's Mac Jones's first NFL game. Like it's his very first NFL game. And I don't care how great he looked in preseason. Like, Tua at least played a season and looked great. No. Passable? Yes. Like, and the Miami Dolphins have a good roster. And
and they were close.
Signed all these random dudes that we've also never seen play together. It seems like it's a hard sell to me to, A, favor New England in this first game, and B, I think Miami's going to beat them in terms of rankings in the division.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm actually right there with you. I don't believe in the Patriots. I actually think that they only did as well as they did last year is because they had Cam, even though, whatever issues he had. But if you remember, they did beat the Ravens last year.
They did.
And I seen Rico him running a touchdown and over.
Oh, yeah,
people,
he did. Yep.
Mac Jones ain't doing that. And we know that,
He's never played an NFL snap. I just find it hard to believe that he's favored to beat a very well-coached, good defense, good offense, overall good roster, talent level, team. I just don't get that. I get you got Bill, but come on now.
Yeah, right. Unless the fix is in.
It's like the second biggest market, right? Like, what is this? I don't know, but I just didn't get it. So I have Miami getting second place in the division over New England.
Yeah. And I think the Bills is just I think this is where they possibly take that next step. I mean, they were pretty close.
We'll get to the playoffs prediction, my friend.
We will get to the playoffs predictions. All right.
I'm not agreeing with you.
What you got?
All right, AFC South. This one we can breeze by. I have the Titans in first, Colts in second, Jags in third, Texans in fourth. Feels really weak because Colts have Wentz as a starting quarterback. And I feel like Philip Rivers of last season might actually be a better option than Wentz of this season. Who knows?
I agree.
Tennessee, I feel like, is also in the same boat as like a Seattle. Like, it's been 3 years now of Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and whoever team wants to beat him just sells out to stop the run and then see where you go from there, honestly. So unless Julio goes crazy, we've seen him kind of, you know, he's trending downhill. He's gotten injured. He hasn't been putting up crazy numbers. So unless he like goes crazy, I feel like, I mean, they're going to win the division, I think, but I don't think they're going to make a whole lot of noise. And then as far as the other teams, Texans.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty easy division to win. This might be the weakest division in all of football.
I mean, so, two bottom feeders, right?
Yeah. So you got some easy wins there. And then they'll fuck around and beat the number one team anyway, just because it's the rival division game.
Yeah. Yeah. You're almost guaranteed that the Texans are going to hold their own versus like the Colts for some reason.
Yeah, the Texans are just a hot mess right now. So
my God, I don't think I've ever like seen a more ragtag group of players assembled on that team.
Poor Tyrod Taylor.
Poor Tyrod, man.
Yeah.
What happened? It's such a bright future.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'm not excited about the division, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't even like the Titans. So, all right. Finally, AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
We got Chiefs first, Chargers second, Raiders third, Broncos fourth. I actually thought this was more competitive when I was thinking about it. The Chiefs will probably drop a few games inside this division.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe lose one, whatever. but yeah, I was thinking about it, about how I have the Raiders over the Broncos in placement, and man, Broncos just don't have any quarterbacks. Bridgewater obviously we know what he is. He's a backup or like 32nd best quarterback or something there, right? Conservative.
Yeah, he's somewhere in there.
Like, right. And then like Drew Lock sucks. Like he has never, he might have shown out. He showed out for like two NFL games. And ever since then, he's been horrible.
Right.
And so I don't know where the hype is. It's just because he can throw it far. Either way.
Don't say that too loud. Are you in a walled off area? Because I don't want you pissing anybody off.
I'm in a sound booth, actually. It's pretty crazy.
Very good.
It's a little sound booth here.
All right.
Don't worry. I'm actually going to the Ravens at Broncos game.
Oh, nice. So nice.
That's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited for that.
I'm actually going to the football team game on Sunday.
Oh, shit. That's a good game.
Against the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you a full report next week.
Oh, that'll be awesome. But yeah, so I don't know. I said pretty competitive division. Broncos, Herbert will be exciting to watch. Hopefully, he doesn't have too bad of a regression, sophomore slump and all that.
Yeah, they have a new coaching staff as well. So that's always
new head coach. Yep.
Yeah.
And coordinator? I don't know. All right. Playoff time.
So, all right, go for it.
In order of seeding, I didn't like, you know, simulate the games. I just kind of estimated. Mm-hmm. So I got Tampa 1, Green Bay 2, Niners 3, football team 4, Rams 5, Saints 6, Seahawks 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if we go back to the NFC, the other options that would be close would be the Vikings, the Cowboys, and the Bears and the Cardinals. Those are kind of like the perimeter teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think after last night, I'd be closer to putting the Cowboys maybe in there. We'll see. But yeah, I think, and then I also said, I think the Saints are also a pretty big toss up. Probably the biggest one where they, because they're not going to win the division because they have Tampa. So they have to get a wild card spot. So we'll see how they do.
Right.
And then as far as it goes, I got Niners versus Tampa in the championship game. And I don't really like predicting, back-to-back bullshit. Mm-hmm. So Niners to the Super Bowl.
That's all I'll say.
I'll be fine if that's the case.
With the dual quarterback system, they're doing it?
Yeah, man. Jimmy G already took him there once. Like,
so by that time they'll have it.
Tear his ACL. Out, or...
Please, no more ACL tears.
I'm not gonna wait for that. Sorry, Jimmy. Niners have a good defense. I like their coach. I just can't imagine Green Bay making it past another NFC Championship game. It's just in their DNA at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To lose in the championship game for some reason. And I don't feel like predicting Tampa to the Super Bowl again. So I'll predict Niners.
There you go. Boom.
All right. AFC, I got in order Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Titans, Browns, Dolphins, Chargers. So Dolphins are probably the most sus pick there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second place in that division. Could be New England there. Could be Raiders there, or maybe Steelers if we have a similar situation as last year where three AFC North teams make it. But I think Dolphins were my,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I said it was pretty similar to last year's picture, which is usually unlikely. As we know, NFL is usually pretty, shakes it up pretty well.
It's a lot of turnover.
Mm-hmm. So
in the case of the playoffs, yep.
Exactly. So that kind of makes me a little bit suspicious. It's a little too similar for my tastes. It's like all the teams except for one or two. So anyway, running through, I got Bills versus Browns. Maybe someone upsets the Chiefs in the divisional round or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I got Bills versus Niners. Bills winning it.
Oh. Like it. I like it.
You know, honestly, I just don't feel like predicting.
Finally coming through, huh?
I've listened to a lot of podcasts about predictions, and I think most of them have predicted Tampa versus Chiefs and Chiefs winning, essentially. And I'm really just not.
I'm not here for that.
It doesn't interest me. Right. When I hear that, right. It makes me bored. So
Right. Already in the season, and the season's just getting started, right?
Yeah, I've seen these guys play. They're both, okay. So I'm predicting something different, and that would definitely entertain me.
I would be here for that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, alternate is Ravens, but.
Yeah. I like the Bills, well, mostly because, I had Josh Allen on my fantasy last year, and he took me to a – oh, hold on. I'll show you. So you've seen the one – trophy, right? Let's see if we can get that in there.
Look at that beautiful.
Yeah, I got that trophy. But I got something else. Just because, I gotta be me. We got the championship belt here.
Look at that belt. That is beautiful.
Huh? When you champ,
that is beautiful.
You just put it up on your shoulder like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I mean, when you win two fantasy football championships in one season, I don't know if you heard that before, but when you win two, you can do things like that. So.
Yeah, you can do what you want. It's yeah.
But yes, so I like it. I like what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
This was great to get back into it, get back into podcasting, get back into talking about football because the season is here.
I don't think I've ever been more hype.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so it's good stuff. Yeah. So that is that. Oh, my man. Thank you. The Gonza. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I like it. Thank you. Special delivery.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it's exciting times. We're back into it, and yeah, happy.
Gonna be good. I'm so hyped.
So before we jump off, let's talk real quick about our Terps.
The Terps, roll Terps, baby!
Man, be the turtle.
What an atmosphere! First of all, Saturday last week, man, it was a beautiful atmosphere. I watched the VTech game on the Friday, and that stadium was absolutely rocking.
It was nuts.
It was absolutely rocking. And I've been to another game there, a normal game, so I can imagine how much it was when it was one of those games.
Yeah.
That was a great game. Terps, fans stayed through the whole game.
Most imagine of them, that.
My God, that's amazing. We were rocking. The stadium was rocking. The fans were rocking. So cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, they have. So,
some stinkers the next couple of weeks.
So it's so weird to me how the game time. So last week's game time was at 3:30. This week is at 7:30. So it's just the weirdest game time. So they're playing Howard this week, which is, you know, the fact it may as well have been homecoming. And then
the schedule's horrible.
I think they play Illinois and then Kent State.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Illinois is a little bit weird. They have the new coach this year, Brett Bielema. They won the first game. They beat Nebraska, but then last week they lost to a division FCS school, and they paid for the school to come there. So it's like $1 million. So you paid $1 million to get your ass whipped, which is always hilarious to me. So they've got some growing to do. But of course, you know how it is when you get all excited and hype, and you know, Terps will go out there and stink it up. So
or else set those expectations.
So we're cautiously optimistic on how the season is going to go. But excited about, you know, that offense again. You know, we talk about offense. The offense looks freaking fantastic.
Tagovailoa is fast. That guy is fast. He's faster than his cousin. Like, he is a fast guy.
Yeah.
I mean, quarterback play, whatever. Like, he was pretty good. But, man, he's got some wheels. That's what I was impressed by.
Yeah.
And our receivers. Woo! And our DNs. Oh!
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Imagine that. Being excited about a season.
You saw some performances, and it wasn't against nobody. It was against them.
Yeah, it was against a real team. The team that they kept saying, oh, it was number one defense in the country last season. So, you know, just think about that for a second. You know, there's a lot of schools playing. That was the number one defense in the country, you know, so.
I think super, super excited. The only bad thing is the schedule, man. I'm like, our next good game is in 3 or 4 weeks, like. I just wish.
Once they get past Kent State, I think that's when they get
into the meet.
Yeah. Yep. So that's going to be.
Then it's Iowa, then Ohio State. So, like, some games.
Yeah.
And listen, I know that Maryland's not going to win all these games. It's just not possible.
We're just looking for six so we can get to a bowl. That's what we look for.
That's what I'm saying. But also, it'll be fun to be competitive if that's the case. And
yes, that. I'm going to the Michigan game.
See, that'll be fun. I don't want it to be like
the Penn State game we went to when Penn State scored a touchdown before I even sat down and then scored another one very quickly after that. So
It's just I think I was looking at the college football slate this week and it is pretty pitiful. It's that time of year when all the college football teams play nobody. And I really think they ought to put a stop to it.
Like, I think that's the whole reason why ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 are doing their alliance so that
they can actually play each other.
There's no excuse. I mean, if we're being honest, there really isn't an excuse where it stands now. The Big Ten has 12 teams in it. If you play 12 games a season.
Yeah.
Well, why do you need to play? Oh, no. You only play your division, and then you play maybe two crossover games, and then the rest you just have to make your own schedule. That doesn't make sense.
It's horrible. And I think it's part of the reason why college football just doesn't. It just makes it feel like every single game you watch. I mean, for the next 3 weeks after a hype week one, we had some great matchups week one. They always do that.
Yep.
Next 3 weeks, nobody's playing anybody.
Right.
Alabama's playing like FCS schools, man. What is that?
It makes no sense when you have a whole league.
Yeah, and you have so
play
many teams
the league.
To play.
That doesn't you don't make have to, sense.
No, I'm not saying that the ranked teams have to play ranked teams every week. No.
I think it should be. Well, first off,
Just let's play get into somebody rankings. Real.
Let's get into rankings. I don't think teams should be ranked until after the fourth game of the season. Because
Maryland's going to be 3-0, 4-0.
If they get there, they still may not even be in the rankings because they've been so far out of it. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. So you'll have a team that's ranked, you know, that start the season ranked third, lose a game, and then, oh, we'll just drop them down to sixth. What the fuck? What?
Point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I get it. Anything can happen. Yada, yada, yada. But look, Howard beats UMD, right? Howard beats UMD. What does Howard get to do out of it? Howard just gets to be like, oh, remember that? Like, doesn't even get them anything. Like,
well, they got a check too, so
they got a check. I don't know, man. I think they need to cut down on the amount of these BS games. Like, I'm down. Like, listen, I know like playing Rutgers or like playing Purdue, pretty easy games usually, but like, I'd rather do that. At least they're real schools. Like, at least they're like real football.
It's
schools.
It's in your league.
One.
It's in your league.
Yeah, in the Big Ten.
So that's fine.
I don't know, man. It's just, I think it's really bad for college football. Just let them play some, like, Maryland versus West Virginia was a great matchup.
Right.
Pretty evenly matched.
Right.
Both teams not ranked.
Right.
It shouldn't be that hard to find, like, there's a bunch of teams at Maryland and West Virginia level right now.
Right.
So many.
Right.
A billion.
Yeah.
And, like, and those teams at that level get shafted because, if you remember, Maryland's schedule before COVID last year was going to be, like, three garbage teams. And then, like, all ranked teams, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally our schedule last year. So why are we even playing? Like, let us play, like, let's actually get some parity, play some normal-ass teams, like normal ACC, normal Big Ten teams, and then it'll be fun.
So with this new alliance, I think that's the way it's going to be. So I could foresee every year Maryland, Virginia having that rivalry game every year. And, you know, home and home every year. Mm-hmm. So you know. Every year going, I wouldn't even be mad if it's the first game of the season. So
that'd be awesome.
So you have an atmosphere like you had last Saturday, you know, because granted there were I think they said 30 some thousand Terp fans. Well, the stadium holds 56. So the other 20 were West Virginia fans. And it was pretty packed, you know what I mean?
It was awesome.
And that's beautiful. So it'll be the same thing if Maryland plays Virginia every season, then you know you're going to get a shit ton of UVA fans coming up here. You're going to get the Terp fans going down there. And then you're going to have that every year. And it's going to be a rivalry. And it's going to be beautiful. And, you know, people are going to come and steal the turtle. And we're going to go down and, I don't know, steal a sword or some shit. I don't know.
Who knows? man, that'd be awesome. And then, and then to contrast, there's gonna be like 18 people at next week's game. Like, who wants to see UMD play Howard, dude? Like, I'm sure some Howard parents are gonna come, and I'm sure some dedicated UMD fans will be there for the half. I mean, it's just not. Oh, man, the atmosphere. You nailed it, dude. You nailed it. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully that happens. That'd be sick.
Hopefully we'll see. But that is that. We will bring this thing to a close. Block, I appreciate you coming on. We got to make this just like a regular thing, man.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. So, all right, you tell everybody good night.
Good night, good night.
All right, good night, everyone.